You know, we had a real good walkthrough this morning. Guys were really focused, really into it, as you would expect. It's been game week, first game of the season. Just like the mindset of our guys, we need to have a good day of practice, and we're all looking forward to that this afternoon. But the mindset is where it needs to be.
How's Kevin Williams looking?
He's really improving. He's making a lot of progress. So we're anxious to see if he's able to do anything today. But he's making good progress, John.
With the offensive line in preseason, it seemed like there were a few times that maybe some blown assignments or some missed things. Do you think that was just a product of a preseason? Are you confident that that group is ready to roll here for week one?
Yeah, it's a good group of guys. I mean, the fact they've been together for an entire season, that's going to help us. They know how to prepare for a game week, and I think our preparation will make a big difference in their performance this coming Sunday. So not overly concerned about our offensive line. I think we're going to be fine in that area.
What kind of impact or dimension do you think Reggie Bush will give that offense as far as just as a receiver and a runner?
I think he'll definitely add a lot to their offense. He's another weapon for their quarterback. He does a great job of catching the ball out of the backfield and creating some mismatches for opposing defenses. And he's running the ball better. You know, you take a look at what he did on tape at Miami, and he did a good job of running the football as well. So he's a good added dimension for their offense and should be a plus.
Les, how late into the week are you able to wait with Kevin to see if he's able to do something before you have to make a call on Sunday?
Probably on Friday, Ben. If he's not able to do much on Friday, then that would be a concern about whether to having to play on Sunday. But we'll see. You know, we'll see how he progresses. He's doing well so far, so we'll see how things go as the week goes on.
Have you determined how much Sharif can play if Kevin can't play?
Not yet, Mark. Need to see him get some practice under his belt. And today will be the most extensive amount of work that he's had in quite a while. So we'll see how he does, and we'll just gauge it throughout the week.
Adrian didn't get much action in the preseason. With the passing game in general, is it fair to say that you guys were a little vanilla in that area, just not wanting to put too much out there for teams to look at? I mean, do you have a lot that you can unveil week one that we didn't get to see in the preseason?
We were vanilla in some respects, John, but the way we're set up, you know, we're not going to be very exotic when it comes to the passing game. You know, we put a heavy emphasis on what we do in the run game. We are going to be capable of passing the football and passing effectively. I think we've improved in that area, although it didn't always show up in the preseason. But I think we'll be better, partially because of the addition of the receivers that we've acquired and what we do running the football. But, you know, how much different it'll be, I don't know if you'll be able to tell that with the naked eye. Just the efficiency of our passing game should be better.
When you drafted Xavier Rhodes, the initial assessment was he's going to do good in man coverage up against big receivers like Calvin Johnson. Where is he at in your assessment of his, after preseason?
I think he's really improved as a player as we've gone along. You know, he's still going to be young when we line up on Sunday, playing against one of the all-time greats at this point in our game. So he'll have his hands full, but he's made a lot of progress, and he'll have to go through some things this coming Sunday. But he's going to be a guy who will continue to improve as the year goes on.
What are some of the things that make you expect the offense to be, or the passing game to be more efficient? What are you seeing that you're thinking that way?
I think, Mark, when you have Adrian in the backfield, it kind of clarifies some things offensively for your passing game. That some of the coverages that you see are a little bit clearer defined. And also what I'm seeing in practice with Jennings along with Cordero, seeing the improvement in a Jarius Wright, a healthy Jerome Simpson, with Joe coming. And then watching the maturation of Christian, I think he's really improved also. But the number one thing is having our running back in the backfield kind of changes things a little bit in how people approach us from a pass defense standpoint.
Does Calvin Johnson remind you of Adrian in the sense that everyone in the world knows you're going to either hand it to him or throw it to him, but he's still able to put up ridiculous numbers?
Yeah, he's a great player. I mean, evidenced by the type of season he had a year ago, record-setting season. And he's one of those guys who, when you game plan, much like with Adrian, you have to have a plan for Calvin Johnson. He's a tremendous player. And, you know, even though you may know that he's going to be getting the football, you can't always stop what he does. But great player.
How much are you able to look back on what you did against him in Detroit last year as kind of a blueprint for how you were able to slow him down?
You know, we've been seeing him for throughout his career in Detroit, and you know, we try to have a plan for him. You can't completely shut him down, it seems. You know, they target him enough that he's going to catch some balls. You just got to try to limit those explosives. And they were the leaders in the league a year ago with explosive passes and explosive plays. So we've got to kind of, you know, limit that number and try to control him to a degree.
So is it harder to game plan for a game-breaking receiver like that or a guy like Adrian in the backfield?
I don't know. I kind of like having that great running back that we have. but they are two great players, and they make it hard for any defense. You know, they're great players, and great players make plays.
What areas have Stafford improved in? You've seen him quite a few times now as well. What areas has he improved at as he's gotten older?
It seems like, you know, he's a lot more confident, Mark, in what he's doing. Great command of the offense. Stayed healthy last season, which had been a little bit of a problem, it seemed. Accuracy is pretty good. Does a good job of running our offense, but his confidence, it shows on the field. He's very confident in Calvin and their offense, and now adding Bush should improve his confidence as well. But he's a very good player.
If they get a running game, I mean, he seems to do this without any sort of running game. Is that there's a lot of pressure on the quarterback to do that? I mean, what do you see when you see him? If you were to put Reggie Bush, if he was able to help the running game,
I would think that Reggie Bush is going to improve their team. I mean, he's been a good player in our league. Had a good season a year ago in Miami, so I would think that would help improve their offense. And they have a very potent offense as it is, and a very explosive offense. But adding Reggie should help them be even better.
I know you like to break the season into quarters a bit. When you evaluate September here, and you got two road games against a division opponent, essentially a third road game in London, what shape do you think you need to be in coming out of this this quarter?
Yeah, you know, I've thought about that, Brian, but for us and where we are right now, it's more about just this first game and really concentrating on getting this win on the road and not looking too far ahead. We need to focus on this Detroit game. It is so important. The fact that this is a divisional game, divisional opponent, it has tremendous meaning. So that's kind of where our focus needs to be, and then we'll look back, you know, at the end of this quarter and see where we are. But we got to put all our energy and focus on this Detroit game.
Les, you said you'd seen some improvement in Christian this preseason. What specific areas do you see the biggest strides he's made?
The command, you know, in the huddle, John, that shows up. His leadership is improved, which is important going into his third season, you know, leading our offense. And also just the decision-making. I thought it was better, and what we did in Mankato, and then when we came back at Winter Park as well, and even in some of our games in the preseason, I think he's gotten better in those areas. And we're going to need good decision-making as we go forward, and his leadership and command of our offense as well.
Have you seen enough of Zach Lyon in a lead blocking role in the preseason? And what's your assessment of how he's done in that area?
He's really improved, Tim. Now, he's still not quite what we'd like for him to be, but he's improved a lot. You know, he was more of a runner at SMU, but he showed us in the preseason, which is one of the reasons he made our club, that he could be a good lead blocker. And I think he'll do an adequate job for us on Sunday, but it's an area that he'll continue to work on, continue to improve on, and that's what we saw in training camp, and that's why he made our team.
Chris Cook has had some decent success against Calvin. You're hoping for some of the same from Xavier. Is it more important against a guy like him to have that man-to-man matchup that's a little better, or is it just always a scheme thing and everyone working towards the one goal?
For us, it's going to be a collective effort when it comes to defending Detroit's offense. It won't be all about Chris or Xavier. We're going to have a lot of people making plays for us, including our guys up front versus their offensive line. So it won't be one guy. It's going to take, you know, an entire group for us to be successful. And if we can get the totality of the group playing well, then we'll have a good chance on Sunday.
Weren't able to convince Antoine to come back?
No, we haven't spoken. I text him and just tried to encourage him, and you know, I'm hoping things go well for him.
So. Do you think that he's 100% retired, or if there was an injury or something, would he, you know, change his mind? Do you have any idea?
I have no idea, Mark. You know, we haven't spoken, so really have no idea. So.
Fly anyone there to?
No, you know, when a guy's retired, you got to let him go through what he's going through. You don't want to be talking people out of retirement if that's what they want
to
do.
What do you mean by encourage? Encouraging him in his next stage of life or encouraging him to not give up yet?
No. Just encourage him to be what he wants to be. If retirement is what it is, good luck in retirement. If you ever want to talk, let's talk about, you know, taking that next step after your career ends, because it's a big difference going from playing, what, I think 15 years almost, to going back and being just a regular citizen. It's a transition, and a lot of players struggle with that transition. And if you ever needed to talk about that, be glad to have that conversation. So.
Wes, is there an update on Christian Ballard at all?
Not really. Nothing new. Mark, haven't spoken to him in a while. Nothing new there. So.
So how long do you have that exemption for then? Until he makes a decision?
Yeah, if he decides he wants to come back, he would, you know, have to go through us before he could go to another team. So.
Just be clear, you guys aren't having any communication with him?
I haven't talked with him in about a week now. And, you know, he's doing fine, but that's the extent of it.
So. Do you just go in assuming that he's done?
I think you have to approach it that way, Mark. You know, we got to get these guys ready to play that are here and practicing every day, and I mean, you got to move forward. So, all right, thank you, guys.
Thanks.